I heard, Madding said quietly. Are you calling in a debt, Ori? There was a curious shiver in the air, and a delicate tension like something unseen holding its breath. This was Madding's power beginning to flex. I stood up from the table, more glad to see him than I'd been in months. Then I noticed the somberness of his expression and recalled myself. I'm sorry, Matt, I said. I forgot. Your sister. If there was any other way, I would never ask for your help while you're in mourning. He shook his head. Nothing to be done for the dead. Owen tells me you've got a friend in trouble. Owen would have told him more than that, because Owen was an inveterate gossiper. But, yes, I think the Order Keepers might have taken him somewhere other than their White Hall, though. Etempus Skyfather. Dayfather. I kept forgetting. Abhorred disorder. And killing a man was rarely neat. They would not profane the White Hall with something like that.
South Route, Madding said. Some of my people saw them headed that way with your friend, after the incident at the promenade.
I had an instant to digest that he'd had his people watching me. I decided that it didn't matter, reached for my stick, and went over to him. How long ago?
An hour.
He took my hand with his own smooth, warm, uncalloused one.
I won't owe you after this, Ori, he said. You understand?
I smiled thinly because I did. Madding never reneged on an agreement. If he owed you, he would do anything, go through anyone, to repay. If he had to go through the Etempan Order, however, that would make business in Shadow difficult for him for quite some time. There were things he could not do. Kill them, for example, or leave the city except to return to the gods' realm. Even gods had their rules to follow. I stepped closer and leaned against the comforting strength of his arm. Hard not to feel that arm without remembering other nights and other comforts and other times I'd relied on him to make all my troubles go away. I'd say that's worth the price of breaking my heart, I said. I spoke lightly, but I meant every syllable. And he sighed, because he knew I was right.
Hang on then, he said,
and the whole world went bright as his magic carried us to wherever Shiny was dying.